This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. It's a holiday tradition in Albuquerque, as it is throughout the United States and Europe, the annual performances of the Nutcracker. The New Mexico Ballet Company and special guests dance to the Tchaikovsky score, performed live by the New Mexico Philharmonic, this weekend and next at Albuquerque's Popejoy Hall. With us this Thanksgiving morning is the artistic director of the New Mexico Ballet Company, Jolie Sutton Simbala. Jolie, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Thanks,
Spencer,
for coming in. I mentioned special guests. You have two pairs of great dancers joining the New Mexico Ballet Company this year.
Yes, we do. We have this weekend, Stella Abrera, who is an American Ballet Theater soloist from New York City, and a newer soloist from American Ballet Theater, Alexander Hamoudi. The second weekend, we actually have Maria Kurowski and Tyler Engel, who are both principal dancers of New York City Ballet. And I think it's pretty neat. I was checking out the New Mexico Ballet website along with New York City Ballet website, and right next to the casting for New York City Ballet, there were Maria and Tyler's name. You know, they were doing the first weekend of their Nutcracker
right. This
weekend in New York, and then next weekend, New Mexico audiences can just come to New Mexico Ballet
That's right. See
them perform. So it's really exciting for us.
Right. And it's also great for the young dancers in your company to see these wonderful dancers.
Absolutely. I think it's very inspiring. They, you know, revere having them here. So when they watch them warming up and working hard and giving their all and doing it beautifully, it really inspires them. And it really kind of forces them to really perform on stage because they know they're going to be standing next to these incredible stars.
And those stars are going to be watching them.
Yes, absolutely.
There have been a lot of variations on the Nutcracker over the years. Choreographers have done unusual things with it. The New Mexico Ballet Company version is quite a traditional version of the Nutcracker.
I'm glad you mentioned that because there are so many different versions, and I think that's a good thing. But I think sometimes people haven't seen the classical, original, traditional version to understand what the alternative versions are.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know Petipa to know Balanchine. You have to know what the root of what you're doing is. So I'm glad there are different versions out there, but, you know, of course, I love Nutcracker and I love doing it, so I really love ours as well.
And the Nutcracker is a very important element in the New Mexico Ballet Company's season, perhaps the most important.
I would have to agree with that. That's kind of our bread and butter. And I think most classical companies, that is our bread and butter because that is what kind of makes and sets the tone for the rest of the season. It's kind of, in some ways, in my mind, the beginning of what's going to come for the next year. You know, not only in a physical sense, but kind of sets the tone for what I know the dancers can handle because you really discover the dancer's strengths in performing and rehearsing throughout the Nutcracker. But really through the performance, you know, I get to stand backstage and see what kind of energy they're able to put out or see what they're able to do. So it's actually really important, not only, again, you know, for the money, but artistically to kind of give us impetus for the whole rest of the year.
Wow. So this really is a training ground. The Nutcracker Ballet.
Absolutely. I think for everyone, you know, not only us, you know, for the staff and the dancers, I think for the audience as well, because it's our job to, for lack of a better word, train the audience to understand classical music and classical dance and enjoy it without it seeming too snobby or high art. I mean, that's kind of where we want to bring it. And that's why we try to add a lot of humor into like our party scene and such so that it's fun and making it look like a party. You know, I think it's enjoyable for all of us.
Jolie Sutton Simbala is the artistic director of the New Mexico Ballet Company, which, along with the New Mexico Philharmonic, presents The Nutcracker at Popejoy Hall in Albuquerque. Performances begin Saturday and continue through next weekend. For tickets, go to newmexicoballet.org. Have a great holiday, Jolie.
Thank you. You too, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.